CMA's role in credit appraisal, project financing, and cost-benefit analysis. CMA Krishnakali Sinhabi.com, MBA, FCMA. Practicing Cost Accountants, Zairakpur, Punjab. Cost and Management Accountants, CMAs, play a pivotal role in strengthening the credit appraisal ecosystem by providing scientific costing analysis, operational insights, and financial cost integration for lending institutions. Their expertise is particularly valuable in evaluating the borrower's cost structure, product-wise profitability, working capital efficiency, and cash flow sustainability, areas often overlooked in traditional financial appraisals. As banks increasingly rely on data-driven assessments, the technical competence of CMAs helps identify hidden inefficiencies in manufacturing and service industries through tools such as marginal costing, activity-based costing, cost-volume profit, CVP, analysis, capacity utilization studies, and variance analysis. This article highlights how CMAs contribute to assessing credit risk more accurately by evaluating viability, sensitivity, production costs, and break-even dynamics. Real-world examples demonstrate how costing insights can reveal risks missed by financial statements alone. By integrating technical costing expertise with financial analytics, CMAs ensure more reliable lending decisions and enhance credit discipline in the economy. 1. Introduction. Credit appraisal is central to responsible lending, requiring banks to judge a borrower's ability to generate stable cash flows. Financial statements offer a broad view but often miss internal cost inefficiencies, flawed pricing, and product-level losses. Cost and Management Accountants, CMAs, bridge this gap. Their expertise in cost records, working capital, and operational analysis provides a scientific evaluation of business viability. In sectors where input prices, labor usage, and overhead absorption frequently fluctuate, CMA-driven cost audits and analyses become essential tools for accurate credit risk assessment. 2. Why CMAs are critical in credit appraisal. Banks traditionally assess creditworthiness through financial ratios, cash flows, collateral strength, market reputation, and repayment history. Yet these measures often overlook operational inefficiencies. A business may show profits while under-absorbing overheads, misallocating fixed costs, or overvaluing inventory, all of which distort real margins, inflate working capital needs, and weaken long-term repayment ability. CMAs bridge this critical gap by delivering a deeper operational perspective by 1. Ensuring accurate product costing. 2. Assessment of idle capacity and its impact. 3. Verification of overhead absorption. 4. Working capital cycle analysis. 5. Risk assessment based on cost audit. 6. Sensitivity and break-even analysis. By integrating these insights, CMAs serve as both risk mitigators for banks and performance-enhancing advisors for borrowers, strengthening credit decisions and improving business sustainability. 3. Key costing functions performed by CMAs in credit appraisal. 3.1. Product-wise cost sheet evaluation. Banks typically assess performance at an entity level, whereas CMAs examine product-level cost behavior, reviewing material cost trends, labor cost, standard versus actual, overhead classification and distribution, department-wise cost allocation, selling and distribution cost review, Technical illustration. A textile unit applies overhead at 50 Indian rupees per machine hour. When maintenance downtime reduces machine hours but fixed overheads remain unchanged, unit costs become understated and profitability appears inflated. A CMA quickly highlights this underabsorption and its effect on margins. CMAs uncover true cost pressures and margin erosion, enabling banks to identify early operational stress and assess borrower health more accurately. 3.2 Marginal costing and pricing viability. Marginal costing gives banks a clearer view of pricing strength and cost, volume behavior areas that traditional financial statements often blur. By separating variable and fixed costs, CMAs help evaluate minimum viable selling price, contribution margin adequacy, ability to withstand price cuts or volume drops, profit sensitivity to output changes. Technical illustration. Contribution per unit, 40 Indian rupees. Fixed costs, Indian rupee 600,000. Break-even volume, 15,000 units. At 12,000 units, the firm is below break-even, indicating viability stress even if accounts show short-term profit due to inventory or timing effects. A CMA-led marginal costing review separates fixed and variable costs, helping banks evaluate pricing sustainability, volume adequacy for debt servicing, and exposure to market fluctuations, thereby improving credit appraisal and early risk detection. 3.3 Activity-based costing, ABC, for modern credit appraisal. Activity-based costing, ABC, is vital when businesses manage multiple products or processes. Unlike traditional costing, which allocates overheads using broad bases like labor or machine hours, ABC assigns costs according to the actual activities each product consumes. This gives banks a clearer view of true product-level profitability. Technical illustration. A borrower's high-value product appears profitable under traditional costing. ABC reallocates setup time, specialized machining, and inspection effort to this product, revealing thin or negative margins. For lenders, this exposes margin risk, cross-subsidization, and cash flow strain, allowing CMAs to flag hidden vulnerabilities and support more accurate credit decisions. 3.4 Standard costing and variance analysis. Standard costing and variance analysis give lenders early warnings that traditional financial statements may miss variances, reveal gaps between planned and actual performance, allowing banks to pinpoint operational stress quickly. Key indicators include material variances, signaling procurement issues, price pressures, quality problems, or pilferage. Labor variances, reflecting idle time, overtime misuse, or productivity shortfalls. Overhead variances, indicating excess capacity or poor cost control. Sales variances, revealing demand weakness, pricing pressure, or customer concentration risks. Illustrative case. A company budgets material at 100 Indian rupees per kilogram but procures at 130 Indian rupees per kilogram, creating a 30 Indian rupees adverse price variance. Further review shows reliance on a single supplier, distorting cost forecasts and heightening supply chain risk. Such variance insights enable CMAs to highlight procurement weaknesses and operational vulnerabilities that financial ratios cannot capture, supporting more reliable credit assessment. 3.5 Cost of idle capacity and loan viability. Idle capacity is one of the most critical yet overlooked determinants of a borrower's repayment ability. Underutilization directly inflates fixed overheads per unit, weakens margins, and ultimately reduces the DSCR, debt service coverage ratio. Illustration. Installed capacity, 10,000 units/month. Actual output, 6,000 units. Idle capacity, 40%. Underutilization raises overhead per unit and compresses operating cash flows, weakening debt servicing capacity. CMAs quantify idle capacity cost using machine hour analysis and overhead variances, helping banks distinguish structural inefficiency from temporary demand issues and improving credit judgment. 3.6 Working capital assessment using CMA data. Banks rely extensively on the CMA report, Forms I, 7, for working capital appraisal, making its accuracy crucial. A CMA ensures that financial data reflects true operational and cost conditions, not just accounting figures. A CMA-led review provides proper classification of current assets and liabilities, realistic inventory valuation, accurate receivables aging, creditor periods in line with industry norms, sales projections based on actual capacity, cash flows tied to cost and production structure, a working capital cycle that mirrors real operations. Banks increasingly prefer CMA prepared statements due to their integrity, cost focus, and alignment with actual business operations, improving both sanction quality and post-sanction monitoring. 4. Cost audit insights useful for banks. Cost audit under Section 148 of the Companies Act provides powerful data points. Quantitative records. Input-output ratio. Energy consumption pattern. Labor utilization ratio. Stock reconciliation. Abnormal loss costing. Margin analysis. Utility cost behavior. For instance, abnormal wastage of raw materials or low yield indicates rising working capital requirements and pressure on cash flows. When banks recognize such inefficiencies early, they can better judge the borrower's true liquidity position. 5. CMAs and credit risk mitigation through cost insights. 5.1 Identifying overtrading. When sales rise but contribution falls, the business is pushing volume without earning more. CMA helps banks flag such overtrading before lending. 5.2 Detecting inventory overvaluation. Borrowers may overstate WIP, finished goods, or slow-moving stock. Using proper costing, FIFO/LIFO/weighted average plus absorption, CMA uncovers inflated inventory values. 5.3 Incorrect product pricing. Many businesses sell at a loss but report profits due to wrong overhead absorption. Example: actual cost 120 Indian rupees, selling price 115 Indian rupees, rightward arrow Indian rupee 5/unit loss. CMA reveals the true cost and loss. 5.4 Cash flow and cost linkage. CMA reviews the conversion cycle, inventory liquidity, cost-driven cash usage and payment terms, giving banks more realistic cash flow projections. 6. CMAs in project finance credit appraisal. Project finance demands precise costing of machinery, utilities, labor, raw materials, manufacturing processes, capacity utilization, cost, benefit ratios, DSCR, and sensitivity checks. CMAs support this by preparing detailed project reports, DPRs. Sensitivity analysis, plus or minus 10% price/volume change. Break-even capacity. Cost of production and profitability statements. Feasibility studies. 7 advanced costing tools for credit appraisal. 7.1 throughput accounting. 7.1 throughput accounting identifies production bottlenecks, helping banks assess whether the borrower can actually scale output after receiving funds. 7.2 target costing. Example, market price 500 Indian rupees, profit target 50 Indian rupees, rightward arrow target cost 450 Indian rupees. If actual cost is 480 Indian rupees, the gap signals higher financing risk unless a credible cost reduction plan exists. 7.3 life cycle costing. Crucial for solar, machinery, and infrastructure projects. Banks must factor in long-term operating and maintenance costs to judge sustainability of cash flows and repayment capacity. 8 sector-specific costing inputs by CMAs. 8.1 manufacturing sector. Material yield analysis. Energy cost mapping. Scrap ratio computation. Batch costing. Job costing. Capital intensity vs output. 8.2 service sector. Employee cost per service unit. Overhead absorption per job. Capacity utilization. Customer profitability. 8.3 construction sector. Contract costing. Escalation clauses. Cost overrun analysis. 9 CMA's supporting role in bank monitoring. After loan sanction, CMAs assist in stock audits, concurrent audits, TEV studies, forensic costing, monitoring and use of funds, checking diversion of funds. Cost audits often uncover manipulation in inventory, production records, power consumption, capacity claims. These findings help banks prevent NPAs. 10 case study, Thibet, DA, no date, management accounting systems, credit risk management practices and organizational performance at commercial banking sector in Palestine. Evidence from the Palestinian banking study shows that strong management accounting systems enhance credit risk assessment. Similarly, CMA-led reviews of cost data such as variance analysis, overhead absorption, utilization gaps, and contribution diagnostics provide lenders clearer visibility of operational efficiency and cash flow risk, enabling more precise credit decisions, including revised limits, tighter terms, or altered lending outcomes. 11. Conclusion. CMAs are indispensable to the financial ecosystem due to their analytical rigor, cost mastery, and statutory relevance. Their involvement in credit appraisal enhances lender confidence through robust risk evaluation and compliance verification. In project financing, they ensure that project assumptions, cash flows, and risk assessments reflect economic realities, supporting sustainable financing decisions. In cost, benefit analysis, they quantify economic and social value with scientific accuracy, enabling optimal capital allocation. With increasing regulatory complexity and growing emphasis on economic efficiency, CMAs will continue to play a pivotal role in shaping India's financial and developmental landscape.